This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Results of 698 local levels under May 13 local level elections made public. Nepali Congress leads victory tally with 310 local levels. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says five-party alliance successful in local level elections, and Anthony Albanese elected as the new Australian Prime Minister. Now the news in detail. The results of local level elections held on the 13th of May are coming from across the country. The Election Commission has unveiled the vote count results of 698 local levels so far. As per the latest update, Nepali Congress has secured wins in 310 local levels, the CPN-UML in 189 local levels, CPN Maoist Centre in 119 local levels, Janata Samajwadi Party in 26 local levels, the CPN Unified Socialist in 17 local levels, and others in 107 local levels. Out of the six metropolitan cities, final results of only Biratnagar has been decided. Nagesh Koirala of the Nepali Congress from the ruling coalition has been elected the mayor of Biratnagar metropolitan city. Koirala received 30,170 votes, while his competitor Sagar Kumar Thapa from the CPN-UML received 21,455 votes. Similarly, CPN-UML candidate Shilpa Karki has been elected as the deputy mayor of the Biratnagar metropolitan city. Vote counting continues in other five metropolitan cities as per the latest report in Kathmandu's mayoral post. Independent candidate Balendra Shaha has been leading the vote count with 38,333 votes. Srijana Singh of Nepali Congress is following him with 21,219 votes. In Bharatpur, mayoral candidate of CPN Maoist Centre Renu Dahal has been leading the vote count. Similarly, in Lalitpur metropolitan city, Chiribabu Maharjan of Nepali Congress has been leading the race. In Pokhara metropolitan city, Dhanaraj Acharya of CPN Unified Socialist has been leading the vote count. Likewise, in Birganj metropolitan city, candidate of Janata Samajwadi Party Rajasman Singh has been leading the vote count in the mayoral post. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress candidate Khilraj Pandey has been elected as the mayor of Butwal sub-metropolitan city. He won the seat by a margin of more than 7,000 votes against his closest rival from CPN-UML, Baburam Bhadrai. Likewise, UML's Sabitra Arial has been elected the deputy mayor in the sub-metropolitan city. The Ministry of Home Affairs has urged all to help in the investigation into a video clip related to violence against a woman being circulated on social media lately. According to a statement issued by the Ministry, a probe committee has been formed and the government is committed to investigating and taking action against those involved in the incident. A probe committee led by Senior Superintendent of Police Basanta Bahadur Kumar has been formed and it has already launched investigations. CPN Maoist Centre Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the electoral alliance has become successful in the local level elections. Congratulating the winners of the five-party alliance in Madhepur Timi municipality at his residence in Kumaltar yesterday, Chairman Dahal assured of giving continuity to the alliance and taking it ahead in a more effective manner. He mentioned that it was the time to transform the victory into development, prosperity and people's welfare. Gandaki Province Chief Minister Krishna Chandra Nepali has drawn the attention of the federal government regarding programs that must be included in the budget of the upcoming fiscal year. Meeting Prime Minister Shahbaz Dewar at Balwatar yesterday, Chief Minister Pokhrel submitted a list of programs urging him to start the Buri Gandaki hydropower project in the new fiscal year. Likewise, Chief Minister Pokhrel urged the Prime Minister to ensure the investment of provincial government in strategic and national pride projects. asking the Prime Minister to forward the low-cost and high-yielding Uttar Ganga reservoir-based project during the upcoming fiscal year. The Chief Minister has forwarded inter-provincial projects for the overall development of the country. After receiving the proposal, Prime Minister Dewa promised to send the document to the National Planning Commission and the Finance Ministry. He also pledged to prioritize the projects submitted by the Gandaki Province Government. 4 people died and 4 others sustained injuries when a jeep skidded off the road and hit a bridge at Kulekhani Simkola of Indra Sarovar Rural Municipality, Ward No. 2 in Makwanpur District yesterday evening. The identity of the deceased is yet to be established. 3 of the deceased died on the way to Hetamara Hospital and 1 at the hospital itself. Of the injured, 3, including the vehicle driver, are being treated at the Hetamara Hospital and 1 has been referred to Kathmandu. The jeep carrying 8 people, including the driver, was heading to Kathmandu from Birganj. 5 people died and 11 others were injured in storm and lightning incidents in the last 30 hours. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority shared information that 3 people died in storm in Chitwan, while Khotang and Sunsiri recorded 1 each lightning-related death. Similarly, 2 people were injured in a storm in Chitwan and 8 in Kailali. A person was injured in lightning in Putan. The authority said adverse weather incidents occurred in 12 districts of late. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Australia has elected its first Labour government in almost a decade and Anthony Albanese as Prime Minister, ousting Scott Morrison's coalition. Albanese told jubilant supporters that Australians had voted for change. However, it is still unclear whether he can secure a majority. The centre-left leader vowed to bring people together, invest in social services and end the climate wars. Morrison thanked the miracle of the Australian people before conceding. In perhaps the election's greatest twist, support also surged for Greens and independent candidates running on climate platforms. They could yield greater influence in Labour if Labour fails to secure 76 lower house seats needed for the government. US President Joe Biden has signed a bill that confirms $40 billion of new aid for Ukraine's war effort. The White House says the money represents the largest package of American assistance since Russia launched its invasion in February. The bill, which will funnel support to Ukraine for about the next 5 months, includes around $6 billion budgeted for armored vehicles and air defenses. Biden is currently in South Korea during a 4-day trip through Asia. Meanwhile, Russia now claims to be in full control of Mariupol after the final defenders of the Azovstal metalworks surrendered. World Health Organization says more than 80 cases of monkeypox have been confirmed in at least 12 countries. The WHO has said another 50 suspected cases are being investigated without naming any countries and has warned that more cases are likely to be reported. Infections have been confirmed in 9 European countries as well as the US, Canada and Australia. Monkeypox is most common in remote parts of Central and West Africa. According to the UK's National Health Service, the monkeypox is a rare viral infection which is usually mild, from which people recover in a few weeks. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Province No. 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandiku Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning, gusty winds and hail is possible at some places of Province No. 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandiki Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines, once again. Results of 698 local levels under May 13 local level elections made public. Nepali Congress leads victory tally with 310 local levels. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda says five-party alliance successful in the local level elections. And Anthony Albanese elected as the new Australian Prime Minister. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.